The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna, your financial consultant. And Dan DiVerna can be reached at 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That is your contact number to get in touch with Dan DiVerna. He's been a financial consultant for a long time, serving all of the northwestern Ohio area from his office in Perrysburg. And certainly you'll want to come in and get to know Dan. But Dan, we talk about lots of fascinating things on this show, and I'm looking forward to our conversation today. I'm sure you've heard of the KISS philosophy. I'm not talking about the rock band here either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. And we don't mean that in a negative way at all, but retirement planning doesn't have to be overwhelmingly complicated. It certainly doesn't have to be as complicated as some advisors out there and some people try to make it. Dan, why do you think some advisors seem to make things harder than they actually need to be?
Well, I think one of the main reasons is they like to look smart. You know, everybody likes to look smart, and if you pop a hood to a car, you're going to have me completely perplexed. You know, one of the things my dad, he looked at me, and he thought I was joking when I told him that I bought my Tahoe without popping the hood. And he's like, what do you mean you bought it without popping? How do you not pop the hood and look at the thing? And I'm talking to the salesperson. She found exactly what I wanted. It's 2 years old. It's got this many miles. This is what I'm looking for, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And she said, hey, do you want to look around? Do you want to pop the hood? Do you want? And I said, well, I don't even know what I'm looking at. I mean, I know it's an engine, but I'm not going to know, you know, what it's supposed to look like or not. And I said, is there anything, Elizabeth, is there anything I really need to know? And she's like, no. I said, then I think I'll take it for a little cruise and then we should be good to go. But I got judged from my family because they're all like mechanics and they all know how to fix stuff and look at stuff and it makes sense to them. I just use that parallel. You know, if a mechanic came out and said, hey, these are the things that you need to work on, I need to have a level of trust with that person.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, I'm never going to understand it. It's not my thing. And so even with all the fantastic YouTube, and I use this analogy a lot with when I'm talking to my friends and when I'm talking to my clients. I love YouTube. It's pretty neat that you can learn to do so many things on YouTube. But I'm not going to do the brakes in my car via a YouTube video and then have my kids hop in the back and me go driving up and down mountains. Like, there's certain things that even though you could do it, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
I think financial planning is one of those things, but I also think if somebody really wanted to learn it, they could. And so for those individuals that really want to learn and understand and do these things and commit a serious amount of time, I think it's completely feasible. What I think has happened with financial advisors is they want to make themselves to be the smartest guy in the room or the smartest gal in the room. And so therefore, we all get this bad reputation of the financial advisors who are trying to make themselves look so smart.
Well, Dan, I'm going to say something, and I don't know if it'll make you feel better or make you feel worse, but I'm exactly the same way. My dad was a mechanic, and I just had no aptitude for it and no enjoyment of it, didn't want to do it, didn't care, you know. So I'm kind of like you when it comes to buying a car. But there are some people who are experts, and those are the people that you should rely on. What are some of the first steps that most people need to take to simplify their retirement plan?
Well, most of the people that come into my office, they've got what I call their financial junk drawer. And in order to put them through our money map process, what we really want to do is we want to get an idea of all the things they have. And generally, we have people that have stuff everywhere. And so a quick consolidation of things, they oftentimes will have two or three old 401ks from different employers, an old IRA they started with the bank, some CD money, some money over here and there. I inherited these things. So some consolidation, some organizing. They'll oftentimes have policies and contracts and things they did, and they don't even remember why they did them. oftentimes they don't understand many of the things they've invested in. That is it. That is a very key element that happens every week here. And then another thing is sometimes they have things they no longer need. So maybe they bought this certain insurance policy for a purpose or a reason, or they did this one investment because it made sense at the time. And it might not make sense anymore. So many times it is a simplification of their current situation, and that generally makes people feel an awful lot better. And doing that with a plan that's very concise and very strategic is a fantastic way to go.
800-373-9715 is your number to call to get in touch with Dan DiVerna. 800-373-9715. He's at his office in Perrysburg. You can come in and have a conversation. No obligation, no cost. 800-373-9715. We're talking about keeping it simple. There are some financial advisors who try to make things really complicated to try and bamboozle you, but Dan believes in breaking it down so everybody understands what's going on. And I'm just wondering specifically, Dan, I know you've dealt with a lot of people over the years. What are some of the things that people seem really confused or overwhelmed by because other people have made them more complicated than they need to be?
Well, one of the things that is just resonating with me, because I had some clients this week that had a whole bunch of life insurance policies. They were paying on two or three of them, and then one was paying for itself, and they didn't know, should I even have these anymore? What's the purpose? Should I keep paying on them? Do I not? And so we made a very concise plan and simplified this, and they were over the moon happy about how simple that process was. Other things that we have all the time is many people, again, with having money in a lot of different places, but not having an agenda or a purpose for why they specifically own that one thing, whether it's a mutual fund that they say, I remember I bought it and I just don't remember exactly why we made the decision to do that. Oftentimes, many of our clients have got old 401ks and they say, well, the reason I thought I would keep this is just because I don't have to pay anything because it's free. And then when we kind of show them our version of popping the hood, or, you know, most of our clients, when they're walking through the grocery store, they know exactly what they want. And so they know that they're going to want some tomato sauce and some cheese, and they definitely need to get some crust because they're making pizza tonight. And we're thinking these things. No matter what they want on that pizza, almost every client, just like me, we want to know how much it costs before we toss in the cart.
Sure.
And so many of these people are walking around in our life, in our grocery cart. We've got all these things we're paying for, and we don't even know what we're paying for. And so that's another thing that we really like to simplify and lay things out. And that 401k that you think is free, nothing's free. And that's the truth. And so the facts are that there are some fees there, and they might be, it might be a simply a great situation, or it might not be so great, but you deserve to know.
Well, Dan, I know that you're good at breaking things down and simplifying things. And how do you classify different investments to make them simple so anyone can understand it?
Well, we work through with some very familiar terminology. I mean, we have some conservative investors. We have some investors that are in that income stage, some that have a situation where they want some additional growth. Sometimes it shifts gears and their legacy becomes the priority. They are in a situation where they're never going to spend all the money that they've accumulated. And so now their biggest priority is how to pass these monies down to kids or grandkids. You know, I say all the time that people, they really like their kids. They like them a lot, but they love their grandkids. And so when you start talking about that and you start to see them kind of light up at the idea of a grandfather or grandmother being able to really leave a legacy, or sometimes be able to help them now where they can really see that money go to work and benefit everybody today. Those are really, really neat conversations. It's so much fun to go through that experience with our clients and when they walk in. And one of the questions I get all the time is, what's that experience look like? And as casual as I sound on the radio here is how casual we are in person. And it's kind of one of the things that we've become known for. And so many of our clients say, geez, Dan, if I would have known it was this easy, I would have done this a long time ago. And so I would encourage you to take that step and take a minute and be bold and pick up the phone and give us a call, and you'll leave a message, and then we'll get back to you right away. And we'll set up a time for us to just sit down. We'll have a cup of coffee or have a glass of water, and we'll just relax and talk to each other and see if it feels right. You know, it's a very, very comfortable situation. Nobody's trying to sell you anything. I'm always the guy doing the meeting. Another way that many of the people are trying to kind of check me out because of this new Google universe we have is my website. It's dandeverna.com, and I would recommend you go there, and you'll start to realize we have lots of things on there. We have lots of stories. We have lots of information, and you can dig into us and learn a little bit more about Dan and learn a little bit more about Creative Financial Partners. And then when we do have that first meeting, it's not so foreign, and you'll realize it's not really scary at all.
Dan DeVerna is the guy. Call 800-373-9715. Get in touch. Come in for a visit. Get to know Dan DeVerna. I think you'll enjoy it. 800-373-9715. And as Dan mentioned a moment ago, if you'd like to check him out personally, you can go to dandeverna.com. So much information on there. That's dandeverna.com. But again, that number, don't put it off. Go ahead and call right now. 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Dan DeVerna, and there's more coming up.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation, on our wedding day, and sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DeVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Johnny Cash's estate was approached by an advertising company asking permission to use Ring of Fire on an ad for hemorrhoid cream. The request was refused. On a similar note, here at the Financial Symphony, we requested that Johnny Cash's estate allow us to use Folsom Prison Blues as our theme song. That request was also refused. But keep listening anyway.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
It's time for another Musical Connection on the Financial Symphony. So, Mark, Hey Jude, you and I are both big Beatles fans, and so I'm going to enjoy talking about this. Hey Jude is the Beatles' longest-running single. By that, I mean it's very long, very long song. And from having played it on the radio, I can tell you that it came in handy sometimes. But at the time of its release, it was the longest.
Now, I'm not going to ask you why it came in handy. We'll just let the listeners just think about that for a second.
Just use your imagination, I guess. But at the time of its release, it was the longest song ever recorded as a single. 7 minutes and 11 seconds. I'll never forget it. It was the first long song to get a lot of radio airplay. Stations suddenly realized that listeners would indeed stick around through a long song if they liked it. The mindset had always been, make it short and sweet, and you can cram in more music if you make the songs short and all this kind of thing. But Hey Jude, because of its success, the song paved the way for other really long songs like Layla, Derek and the Dominoes, of course, Don McLean and America. American Pie, and
classic.
some others.
Stairway to Heaven.
Exactly. There you go. Some others along the way, and I'm just wondering if there is a financial connection there that you can break it down for us.
Oh, if there's some way to put a financial connection to Long Songs, we will figure this out. And you know, hey Jude, again, if it was over and done within 3 minutes, just think about it, Ron. It just would not have the same effect,
not
the
at all.
Same feel. What's crazy is, and this is how ironic, you know, before you mentioned Hey Jude, mm-hmm. I heard it on the radio today.
Ah, wow.
And I'm listening to the end of that song and how it just kept going and going and what Paul McCartney was doing, you know, with the different things he was doing with his voice. And, yep. I mean, you know, he's a rocker.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he can sing a ballad like Yesterday and Blackbird and other songs, you know, but he is also a rocker. And some of the things he was doing at the end of that song, it just kept building and building and building. And in the same way, there are financial tools and strategies that out here that might require a longer timeline. You know, we've said many, many times on this show, we're not investing for the next 30 minutes or the next 3 years or the next 30 months. We're investing long term. Investing and retirement is a long term proposition. You know, we plan for 30 plus years of retirement. Think about it. 30 plus years. Think about the last 30 years, what your age is right now, subtract 30, what was your age back then? That's what kind of time horizon we're talking about with retirement. And you know, there's examples of financial approaches that might require some patience, and there might be, you know, even some suffering in there. You've got to be a disciplined investor to be successful as an investor. That's why one of the biggest things you could do the closer you get to retirement is have a coach, have a financial coach. That's what we are. We're constantly coaching our clients, and we're keeping our clients informed and educated, and we're keeping our clients on track. We're keeping them down the fairway. We're keeping them within the guardrails, and they have peace of mind knowing that long term their plan is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. And what am I talking about? Well, there's talking about maybe having different buckets or different baskets of money. You're going to want to have a bucket of money that's long term, that's invested in the market. We've said all along that the greatest wealth creation tool on the planet is stocks. But folks, the closer you get to retirement, you get in that retirement red zone, we don't need to have the risk and the volatility and the ups and downs of the market inside of all those buckets. It's okay to have a portion of your retirement set up to be long-term and have more volatility, and we can even control what size roller coaster you're on. But more importantly, if you're going to be supplementing Social Security, if you're going to be supplementing a pension, there's got to be income-driven buckets. It's safe buckets. There's got to be a bucket of money that we can draw from regardless of what is happening to the market that is still growing with the market, but you don't have to worry about the downside volatility of the market. You see, it's all about having a plan that is long-term, that is going to take care of your needs. And the biggest need we hear each and every week right here on the Financial Symphony, I'm worried that I'm going to run out of money. Well, if you want to make sure that you're not going to run out of money, Ron, tell them what they need to do.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Kicking your can all over the place.
This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna, your financial consultant at Creative Financial Partners, DanDiVerna.com. That's DanDiVerna.com. Great website. Check it out. But the all-important thing that I can give you here is Dan's phone number, 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Call that number, and you can arrange a visit. You can come into Perrysburg, meet with Dan in his office, get to know him. It will be a casual, friendly conversation. 800-373-9715. Time now, ta-da, ta-da, for Dan DiVerna's greatest hits. Dan, tell us about a time when you collaborated with other professionals, like an attorney or maybe a CPA, to help a client with their overall planning.
Well, this happened just late last year, and we had a client who had gotten married some time ago, but he and his wife came in, and I went through the kind of the planning process, and everything really merged well, and everything felt right, and it was just a really good meetings. And towards the end, I said, "Hey, we've got some housekeeping stuff we should really take care of. I just want to make sure that we've dotted all of our I's and crossed our T's." And come to find out, they didn't have a will that was updated, and they didn't have a powers of attorney. And after we got the attorney involved, we even ended up having a trust. And what ended up happening just a few months later, none of us could have expected it at all. And what happened is my original client passed away. And through that process, you really realize how important having the right counsel is. This isn't me tooting my horn. This is actually like the attorney that we got involved. He really honed in on some things that ended up being so important. There was a situation with one son, and he had a drug problem, and the idea of money potentially going to that son and the damage that actually would be caused by it, and how we could avoid that and how it was avoided. And yet that son had a child that was the grandson, and all these moving parts. And when you have all the facts laid out and then just sitting with that attorney and watching this process, it was very rewarding in the sense that we knew we really did a good job and we were working with really good professionals. And at the end, everybody really got what they wanted. And my client, who, you know, his memory is certainly here, but he's no longer with us, the things that he wanted to happen happened. And that was a very, very memorable experience for me. And I've since then, his wife continues to be a client of mine, and we've had that conversation, and she's very thankful, and the family is still in a good place. And there was some money that moved around besides just to her, but everybody is in such a better place because we asked some extra questions and we dug just a little bit deeper. And that was a very rewarding thing. And that it's one of the things that so many times I see overlooked. I mean, we have so many clients, and I'll just tell this to the audience. I mean, because you certainly don't have to be a client of mine to go look at your beneficiaries. I mean, there's so many people that haven't changed their beneficiaries since they've been remarried, or maybe they're divorced, or maybe, you know, just something is a circumstance that's changed. I would urge you to make sure that you have your ducks in a row. The last thing you want is to have something happen that was not part of the plan or that you never really thought of. So take a minute and think about those things. And if you want any help with locating those things and figuring those things out, we'd love to have you come in. So give us a call.
Dan, I know that the reason you got into this business in the first place is to help people, and that is that story you just told, Dan DiVerna's greatest hit is, or one of them, one of many, is just a perfect example of how you were able to help somebody and still have an effect on their lives, and you still have a great relationship with that family today. Folks, if you'd like to have a financial advisor, a financial consultant like Dan DiVerna, call this number, 800-373-9715. That's 1-800-373-9715. You can check out Dan on his website, great website, dandiverna.com. That's dandiverna.com. 800-373-9715 is your number to call to get a visit arranged. You can come in and sit down in Dan's office in Perrysburg and have these very important discussions when it comes to your retirement. One more time at that number, 1-800-373-9715.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan Deverna, your financial consultant at Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg, 800-373-9715 is your number to call to come in and visit with Dan. But, Dan, this is a segment of the show we call Getting to Know You, and we want folks out there in radio land to get to know as much about you as they can. So I'm going to ask you kind of an off-the-wall question here. What movie can you watch multiple times? You can watch it over and over again. You never get tired of it, and you always enjoy it.
Well, I know we've got a handful of these. Everybody does. My absolute favorite is probably Shawshank Redemption. Ah. And I just love it. No matter, and that movie is on probably almost every single day. And on some channel somewhere, that's playing right now. And if you're watching it, you know, you'll probably end up watching the rest of it too. But let me tell you that movie, wherever it's at, I'm going to leave it on that channel and I'm going to enjoy it. I just love Andy Dufresne and the process of what he went through and, you know, climbing through the gunk to get out on the other side and all that that meant and all that it represented and the fact that he was never guilty, but he was smart enough and the whole thing. I really, really enjoy that movie. I don't know, over the last 15 years, I can't even begin to put a number to how many times I've ended up watching bits and pieces of that movie. It's just, that's absolutely near the top of my list. The other ones that I enjoy, you know, a lot of them have to do with if I'm with my son Brody, you know, we love the Star Wars stuff. So we do that stuff together. But if I'm sitting by myself, this is one that catches me every time.
Well, you know what, Dan, you shouldn't feel like the Lone Ranger because there are so many people who say exactly the same thing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I know a lot of people will love that movie. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's our Getting to Know You segment on the show today. This is the Financial Symphony, and there's more coming up.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan Deverna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
This is the Musical Connection on the Financial Symphony, and Mark Lloyd, of course, is here. I'm Ron Stutz, and Mark, we're talking about Hey Jude today, one of my favorite songs by the Beatles. And the Beatles owned a retail store on Baker Street in London called the Apple Boutique, which they closed around the time this song was released. Now, on that shuttered building, an employee scrawled the words Revolution and Hey Jude to promote the new Beatles single. Revolution was on the other side of it. Without proper context, this proved offensive to Jewish residents in the area who read it as hateful graffiti. I had no idea all that stuff was going on. Didn't have any idea of all that subcontext to this terrific song. And it was simply a matter of people misunderstanding what they were all about, what they were trying to say.
It was a misunderstanding, and sometimes that happens in the financial world, Ron. You know, many financial strategies are often misunderstood and not used in the proper context. You know, and sometimes we see that they're being used in the wrong way to the detriment of the investor. Maybe because some stockbroker out here represented it that way. We see it all the time. I get upset. You know how I get passionate about this? I get upset when I see brokers out here selling specific products because they're trying to line their pockets, you know, and all because they're trying to help themselves and maybe not looking out for the best interests of the retiree or the best interest of the investor. And what am I talking about as an example? I have seen folks come in our office here where, you know, 75, 80% of their portfolio was in real estate investment trust or REITs. And I'm like, really? You're tying up 75-80% of these fine folks' money. And yeah, they can get some interest in dividends, but if they wanted to get all of their money out, they're at the mercy of a board of directors and let them know if they can have their money back. Are you kidding me? It's upsetting. And then if you lived through the financial crisis and you had 75 or 80% of your portfolio in that one investment philosophy, you watched the value of your portfolio drop like the Titanic. Really? Why do advisors do that sometimes? Because they're trying and sometimes to line their pockets. And another one, I'm on my high horse. I'm going to stay on my high horse, Ron.
Uh-oh, folks.
Variable annuities. Mm-hmm. Variable annuities.
Wow.
You know how I feel about those.
I sure do.
I mean, you know, you've got high fees inside of most variable annuities. You know, you're tying the money up. You're taking the, you know, similar risk inside of there, you know, as if you would be buying a mutual fund somewhere and you can't back out of it if you just recently bought one and they're being marketed out here. Oh, no, don't worry about the ups and downs because we have added a rider on here. This rider is going to give you some guaranteed, you know, growth so that you can draw income. But I can't tell you how many people have come to my office that are clueless on how that rider works, mm-hmm. are clueless that they have to leave their money in there for the rest of their lives to take advantage of that rider. And here's the bad part about it. There were safer alternatives with less fees or no fees that could have been used. Now, why in the world do you think that advisor might have recommended that variable annuity? If you just had to take a guess, Ron, why?
Because you wanted to make more money.
Make more money. Yeah. See, that's why it's important to be working with financial advisors and financial coaches, and we call them financial maestros here on the Financial Symphony, that look at it for your best interest, not lining their pockets, but they have a fiduciary responsibility to always recommend what's best for you. And you could be taking advantage and learning about other alternatives, different strategies that aren't all about tying your money up or aren't all about high fees or aren't all about the risk in the market when the next downturn happens. You don't have to worry about a third of your portfolio going away. We are sitting here right now and we're seeing profits in P&E ratios right now, you know, earnings reports that are sky high. You know, the ratios out here today on what you have to invest in the market to make money, it's at an all-time high. We haven't seen this since Black Monday. We haven't seen this since the dot-com bubble, and we're right in the middle of it right now, which means that you need a stress test more than ever, and it's real simple. This all can be fixed. Ron, share how folks can get in touch with us to get this fixed.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
Flowers grow faster when listening to music, according to the National Institute of Agricultural Biotechnology. In the same way, your portfolio grows faster when listening to the Financial Symphony, probably.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DiVerna, danDiVerna.com, and the number to call is 800-373-9715. You can be reached there. You can leave your contact information. Come in for a visit, for heaven's sake. Get to know Dan. You'll be glad you did. 800-373-9715. One more time, that is a toll-free call, 1-800-373-9715. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, if you live in Toledo, wherever you are, Dan DiVerna's office, of course, is in Perrysburg at Creative Financial Partners, and that number is 800-373-9715. Dan, let's talk about his and hers retirement planning. We've talked so many times about how you like to have both members of a couple come in and make sure that everybody's on the same page. But I want to know, do you find that most couples have spent a great deal of time talking about retirement plans before they come and meet with you? Or does it seem like their first conversation about all these financial matters take place right there in front of you in your office?
Well, we have a lot of both, but I'll tell you that probably the more typical is that at least as we dig in, some of these things that we're talking about and some of the questions, these are the first times that these guys have ever been in the same room thinking about it and talking about it. Mm-hmm. So usually there's a driver, there's a husband or wife that's really excited about their retirement and they're ready. So that one's maybe spent a little bit more time than the other one, thinking about, talking about, getting excited about what it's going to look like. And I remember a client of mine, Mel, who was sitting with his wife, and what we came to find out was they had two very, very different visions of what retirement looked like. And it was very interesting, and they're doing great now, but very fun to be a part of the process of people as they are kind of really coming to that reality and learning together of what the future looks like. And it's a blast to be a part of for me. And it's always a learning experience. And no two couples are the same. It's always fun.
Well, you know, sometimes the husband is assuming that the wife has exactly the same idea for retirement as he does, and vice versa. And sometimes it certainly turns out not to be the case at all. What are some of the primary things that need to be discussed and decided between husband and wife before true planning can start?
Well, you need to establish what the facts are, and that sometimes is overlooked. Like, people just assume because they're at a certain age and they can start to draw Social Security or a pension, they assume that the math works. So first, that's a key part of where we come in. So we're going to make sure the math works. Other things, we need to plan for some of the what ifs. So if this happens, and these are not things that everybody's used to thinking about, I mean, we're seeing more and more of it with so many of your friends and neighbors and relatives that are needing care at their home or in long-term care facilities. Those things have to be handled. Health insurance has to be handled. We need to know what all those things look like, or at least get the best, the clearest picture we can possibly get, the better off we're going to be. So those things are oftentimes things that we're going to be spending a lot of time focusing on the front end, because those are definitely key pieces to the pie. The last thing that I would say is making sure that everybody is ready to retire kind of at the same time, because that's not always the case either. I just had some clients of mine, Jesse and Diane, and the teaser was always, Jesse's never going to retire. He worked for the same company for like 50 years. Jesse finally retires, and guess who's still working?
Oh, wow. Diane.
It's hilarious. And everybody thinks it's funny, like myself included, because Jesse always kind of caught the guff about it. But now Jesse actually retired, which nobody thought he would. And his wife is like, oh, well, you know, this isn't so bad. You know, I kind of like it. And you realize how much of your identity is where you work. And you also realize potentially, and this is a whole nother set of clients that I had a meeting with recently, how if you spend a little too much time all of a sudden with each other, there might be some adjusting to do with that too.
Yeah, one person might want to get the other person out of the house.
Absolutely.
Spending too much time
together.
I'm going to give that contact information again in just a moment, but one more question about this. I know that, think back if you would, over all the years you've been doing this, what are some of the most prevalent things that husbands and wives often disagree on when it comes to their retirement planning?
Well, usually it's something to do with money, and that generally happens because one of the couple, either the husband or the wife, it could be either, has a better command of what's going on financially. They know where the money's at. They know how much money they spend. They run the budget. And so if one of them runs the budget and the other doesn't, we like to kind of make sure that everybody's on the same page, because that can be one of those hiccups that we can run into. And so we walk through some of our systems just to make sure that even if somebody wants to be in charge and wants to continue to run it that way, that everybody kind of has an understanding on what the rules are, the parameters, and what makes sense and maybe what doesn't.
If you'd like to come in and get to know Dan DiVerna, one of the nicest guys in the world, 800-373-9715 is your number to call, 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Dan DiVerna at Creative Financial Partners. And again, that number is 800-373-9715. And Dan, is it okay for one spouse to handle all the financial matters, or do you typically encourage both of them to be heavily involved?
Well, oftentimes I get hired because one spouse says they would like the other spouse to have someone to lean on if something happens. So they might say, hey, I've got this under control, but if something ever happens to me, I'm really worried about my wife or I'm worried about my husband. So I don't make the rules in this one. Like, this is definitely up to whoever the client is and what their comfort level is. Yeah. But I'm oftentimes able to break it down into a situation where it becomes much simpler. And we're putting in things to make sure that not only is it simple, but it works no matter how long somebody lives. It works if something happens to the husband or to the wife. All the plans and all the what ifs are covered, so we can get that kind of mapped out. And once they see it in writing and they can look at it, you know, I no longer get offended when one of my clients, I think of my client Frank and his wife, and she will remain nameless, but she literally got a book out while we were in the meeting, and she started reading the book, and I just got this big grin on my face, and Frank knew, and he had a grin on his face, but she just has complete trust in Frank, and Frank has complete trust in me. So in that room, we were just fine. But if something ever happened, Frank knows that I'm going to be there to help walk his wife through the rest of her days, I guess.
And that certainly is a really good feeling, I'm sure. And it kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier in the show today. Some people just don't have the aptitude or the interest for it. Like, you know, they don't have any interest in working on their car, but they depend on other people to do it. So I guess it can be the same thing with financial planning. Can you give an example of a situation, Dan, where you've helped a couple get on the same page and find a retirement plan that they were both happy with?
It happens all the time. So the financial plan's a big deal. Bringing everybody together so we can kind of sing kumbaya together is a big deal. And a whole nother thing, like oftentimes we'll have a husband and wife on opposite sides of one particular subject. For instance, that a subject of let's pay off the house,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so, you know, the husband or the wife thinks that's a great idea. Let's just do it. I'm going to feel so much better about it. But when you do the math, maybe it just doesn't work. I mean, we're using IRA money and we have to pay tax on it. And, you know, here's the way all this stuff shakes out. So bringing it together, laying out all the facts and making a decision together is where we end up. So when we're walking through this process, it's one of the things I thoroughly enjoy about my job. I feel like many times I come in, we've got a client that's maybe in their late 50s, early 60s, and they've done all the heavy lifting, they've done all the work, and now everything's together, and I'm the guy that they turn to, and we make sense of it, and we walk through our money map process, and we simplify things. We get into the details where we have to, but at the end, everybody has an understanding. And if you're in a situation where you don't feel like you have an understanding of your plan, and you'd like to, or maybe you'd like to just get that second opinion, or perhaps there's one thing that I mentioned over the last few weeks that it just seems to resonate with you and you don't have that confidence in your plan, like, give us a call. And that's the only way that we're going to have the opportunity to meet. And that's really why we're doing this show, is so that people can get exposure to us and so that all the people here in Northwest Ohio have the opportunity to kind of be in a place where they can feel comfortable, where they know exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it, and to make sure that their family and even their legacy is in good hands.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Check out Dan on his website, dandeverna.com. That is Dan, DEVERNA.com. And again, that all-important phone number is 1-800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Dan DeVerna at Creative Financial Partners, wherever you are in northwestern Ohio. If you live in Toledo, if you live in Perrysburg, that's where Dan's office is, you can get in touch. 800-373-9715. No obligation attached, no cost whatsoever. Just come in and get acquainted. This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DeVerna, and there's more coming up on today's show.
Children who study music tend to have a larger vocabulary and more advanced reading skills than peers. You'll get the same effect when you meet with a local financial maestro. It's an education about the financial world that will enable and equip you to better understand how markets work and how your portfolio can work for you, and how you can retire with more peace of mind than those around you who are using tired, outdated strategies. Get on track to retire with confidence and knowledge.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician, Mark Lloyd, with Ron Stutz.
It's time for another Musical Connection. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Mark Lloyd, here on the Financial Symphony, and we're talking about Hey Jude, that wonderful, outstanding, anthemic song by the Beatles. And, you know, Mark, I know that you've been really in love with the Beatles for a long time, just like I have been, and really respect all the things they did. Well, not all the things they did, but, you know, we love their music.
Pretty close.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't say anything negative.
Yeah, you know, the Beatles had foibles like everybody else, and John Lennon thought the song was about him instead of his son. The story goes that Paul McCartney wrote the song in an effort to comfort John Lennon's 5-year-old son, Julian, when John and his first wife, Cynthia, were going through a divorce. Paul felt sorry for the son, and so he wrote this song. And when Paul first played the song for John, John was kind of a narcissist and had a really high opinion of himself always. You know, most geniuses do. And John thought that the song was about him. Didn't realize that it was about his son. He thought the lyrics, "You were made to go out and get her," was Paul encouraging him to leave his wife and go after Yoko. That wasn't what it was about at all. He completely failed to grasp that Paul had written the song for his son and not him. A totally different sentiment there. And I'm just wondering, you know, you are able to make a financial connection with just about anything we talk about. But something you're as passionate about as financial matters and helping folks and the Beatles, I know that this is going to be good. So what's the financial connection there?
Okay, here's the financial connection. Occasionally we see financial advisors who are so wrapped up in what's good for them and their business that they put their own needs and desires before their clients.
Mm-hmm.
Shame, shame, shame on them. It should always, always be about the clients first. And if you take care of the clients first, the financial advisor will be well taken care of, because clients will be loyal and stick with people that have always looked out for their clients first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how do you find an advisor that you know is working for you? You know, maybe you're sitting there right now and you're thinking, well, I don't know if my financial advisor is really tuned into what I'm all about or not. If they're really tuned into my needs, are they really concerned about me? Am I just a number to them? Do they just don't care about me now because they got me as a client? I don't hear from them anymore. They're not reaching out to me. They're not giving me any education. They're not staying in contact with me. Are you dealing with that right now? You shouldn't be. Because your money is one of the most important things that you need to be focused on. You need to be focused on your financials and focused on your retirement. And by gosh, it's all about making the money work the best for you and meet your needs and your goals and your ambition and your wishes. And it's all about the money lasting for you. And this is where you need to have that kind of relationship where you can have regular ongoing meetings and educational events and be able to understand exactly what's going on in the market and what your advisor is doing for you. Can I just say that we're passionate about keeping our clients informed and keeping them in the loop? And more importantly, because we elected years ago to become a fiduciary. See, what do I mean by that? A fiduciary has to look out for what's best for the clients. We work for you. We are your advocate. You see, right now there's a law going into effect that has been put on the back burner. You know, President Trump wants to make sure that it's not costing the government more money to do this. So they're analyzing it. But there was a law that passed before President Trump was elected so that every advisor would have to be a fiduciary. Can I just say that myself and our financial maestros across the country, we elected to be fiduciaries. No one had to tell us, you need to be a fiduciary. We elected to be a fiduciary because we have the heart. We already have the mindset that you are the most important person, not us, not our bank account, not some broker somewhere telling us what to do. We're independent, and we work for you. And what that gives you is peace of mind, that you know whatever the recommendations you're going to hear are going to be in your best interest. And we're going to explain why in a very simple manner where you can understand it. You do not have to have a finance degree to understand what we're talking about. But why is all that important? Because you need to have control of your retirement and understand everything. And we want to make sure that we present it in a way where you can understand it. But you've got to act. You've got to be willing to come in and just have a complimentary review performed on your portfolio. So Ron's going to tell you right now how to connect with us.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Dan DeVerna is the star of the show. He, of course, your financial consultant in Perrysburg and serving you wherever you are in northwestern Ohio. It doesn't matter if you live in Toledo or any of the areas around, then you can get in touch with Dan DeVerna, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. You probably heard Dan say a couple of times, the reason he does this radio show is to meet new people. Always loves meeting new folks when they come in for a conversation. And when you do that, you're under no obligation at all. It's a free service that Dan's willing to offer. So why not? 800-373-9715. Dan, we have some great questions today on the request line. First of all, Richard in Oregon says, if my math is correct, my pension, my Social Security, and my income from a duplex that I own is going to be enough to cover all my monthly bills. Even if I retired right now, it would be enough to cover all that stuff. I'm actually planning to work another 2 to 3 years, but it seems like I don't need to save anymore because I don't think I actually need any of this money that I have in my 401k and IRAs. Am I missing anything here?
Well, it's tough for me to know if you're missing anything without looking at all the stuff, if you will. But I'll tell you, some of the things that people come to see us for are things like factoring in inflation, factoring in taxes, factoring in some of the what-ifs. Oftentimes, also, a person's lifestyle changes as they move into retirement. So I have lots of clients that retire, and they sit on the back porch, and they smoke stogies, cheap ones, and it's not a big lifestyle expense. And I have yet others who hop in the trailer, and they travel all over the United States, and they're golfers, and they're doing their thing, or maybe they're going on cruises and living a lifestyle at which they've never done before. So they're spending way more money, especially out of the gate. When they're in their early 60s and early 70s even, they are on the go and spending a lot more money. So if you're factoring in some of those things, Richard, I would say consider those things, and if that's the case, the best of luck to you.
All right, got another question here from Lisa in Millbury. And Lisa says, Dan, can you explain the 4% rule? How does it work, and is it something that I can rely on?
Well, the 4% rule, if you wanted to go to my website, I actually have a video that talks about this. So if you wanted to have it kind of walked out for you, you could go to dandeverna.com and check it out there. But to give you the quick analysis of it, it really depends on what you're invested in. I mean, 4% rule is if you are taking 4% of your money, you should be good to go without having too much concern about running out of money. However, I have to put the asterisk that if you don't invest your money right, the money can go down significantly, or you might never even earn 4%. I mean, unfortunately, because of where interest rates are at, many people that have invested in banks forever no longer have the ability to do that and get that rate of return that they were used to for the last 20, 30 years. And so as much as achieving 4% might be the appropriate number, you have to find a way to get there. And that's the key in this kind of environment.
Dan DiVerna has a lot of experience in helping folks plan for their retirement, and he can certainly help you make the right decisions. 800-373-9715 is your number to call to get in touch, and you can arrange a visit to come into Dan's office in Perrysburg and simply have a casual conversation about it. 800-373-9715. I think you can tell from listening to Dan on the show, there's no high pressure involved, no salesmanship, just kind of a getting-to-know-you session, and Dan can provide you with all kinds of specific information that he can't really give you on the radio without knowing more about your situation. 1-800-373-9715 is your number to call. Go ahead and call right now. You don't even have to wait. Max in Sylvania has a question, and Max says, and I know you run into this situation a lot, Dan, my dad died last month and left me a large account of several different stocks. It's more than I anticipated getting from him, so I'm not sure how to handle it. Where do I begin?
Well, to say that I have this conversation a lot would actually be an understatement. Max, I had this conversation yesterday. Mm-hmm. So what typically happens is nobody's really prepared when they pass away. They might know it's going to happen, but you forget about things, and mom and dads, and we've had people that passed away in different states with no preparation. Fortunately for the situation and the conversation I had yesterday, it sounds a lot more similar to yours. And the gentleman sitting in the chair across from me said, I just feel so blessed. I had no idea that my mother had so much stuff. I mean, she was just a teacher, and for her to have accumulated so much, and now me and my brother are really, it's going to be a blessing, and it's going to be able to help us in many ways. But he said, so what do I need to be looking for? And so we actually have a checklist of all these things, and we walked through that checklist with this gentleman, and then we sent a follow-up email to say, hey, you did good in bringing all the things you did, but here's some of the additional things. So what we told him is gather up everything you can find, and then pay attention to the mail. Like, the mail is oftentimes going to tell you what bills are out there. They're often going to tell you where statements are at. So many times there'll be one or two or three bank accounts alone. They'll have CDs at the same bank or other banks because of federal insurance limits and stuff. Many times some of our older clients have got money all kinds of different places. So you want to pay attention to all those things. You want to look around the house very, very well. You want to start to learn if there's a will, or if mom or dad had a trust, or aunts and uncles, and all these situations. We want to make sure that we're capturing everything we possibly can. You know, we also likely are going to have to get an attorney involved. And the attorney ultimately will say to leave probate open probably a little longer than you think, because oftentimes at the last minute, something ends up popping up and you don't want to have to reopen the estate and have that expense. So there's all these moving parts, and the best thing you can do is just know it's going to take some time and try to be patient and collect all this data. And if this is something that you have a situation that you need this kind of help with, know that there's people like us that are out here doing this every single day. And it's one of the key things when I talk about my family all the time, and my dad was a welder, and all of my family knows how to fix things, and nobody would ever turn to me for that. But when it comes to the money part of things, when it comes to having a plan, when it comes to having a guy that you know with absolute confidence that you can toss the keys to the car to, and he's going to get you to where you want to go, you know, I've become that guy over the last 15 or so years. And I'm really proud to be walking through so many households through that retirement process and through that money map process, and giving them such extreme confidence that they are indeed riding with the right person and counting on the right person. So if you don't have that feeling with your advisor, or maybe you'd just like to get a second opinion, or something that I said has kind of spurred you to the idea that you should think maybe a conversation would make sense, give us a call right now.
800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. On this radio show, the Financial Symphony, Dan can throw out all kinds of great ideas for you and give you all kinds of good advice, but it has to be of a generic nature. Can't really give you any specific advice without knowing more specifically about you. So why not come in and get acquainted and take advantage of all that experience and all that knowledge, 800-373-9715. In addition to all that, I think you're actually going to enjoy getting to know Dan DiVerna. 800-373-9715 is your number to call to make that happen. Go to DanDiVerna.com, the website, and check him out. Dan, it's been fun being on the show today, and I know you're going to have an outstanding week and hear from a lot of folks who are listening to today's show.
Yep, awesome being with you.
Join us again next time for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.
Securities and investment advisory
we
services.
We are ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, WTOD-FM Delta Toledo, a Cumulus station.